Hey, welcome back. It's the Pat Miller Program, the day after Labor Day, so it feels like a Monday, but not so much. Standing next to me at the newsmaker chair off my left elbow, the Attorney General for the state of Indiana, Todd Rokita. Mr. Attorney General, welcome to the studio.
Hey, Pat, it's great to be back. It's been a while. We've had a lot of phone conversations, but I'm proud to confirm that the WoWo station is proudly standing tall.
Yep, and doing our best.
I guess the fire escape's still there, too.
Yep. Well, and we just purchased a new building, which I'll explain to you off the air.
Yeah,
and and we will have the fire escape there as well. So yeah, that's all coming up. Yeah, the Attorney General came in the room, and he knew that I have a compromised immune system and all that stuff. So he came in with like a welder's mask on and a fogger, and he said, "Are we okay without all this stuff?" And I said, "No, you're fine." So, but good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. It's great to be back.
You're in the area here. I mean, you're here to see us, but you're also seeing other people. You're in New Haven tonight?
Yeah, New Haven City Council. We're going to talk about their participation in Indiana, what could be Indiana's $507 million opioid settlement against the manufacturers and distributors of this drug that they knew had a terribly addictive penchant and purposely marketed and sold to that end. So looking forward to talking with them and several other meetings across the county and city. I regulate car dealers here in the state of Indiana. It's part of my job as Attorney General. So I met with some of our good apples today and talked about the business and several meetings like that. So it's been a great day.
Well,
and you know, from days when I was Secretary of State and Congress that, you know, I love going around the state and like it or not, you'll hear or see more of me.
Well, and with things like Attorney General, it's not unlike, for example, Secretary of State, in that you put on a lot of different hats, sometimes multiple hats each day. And so it takes a lot of being out there and just churning through and seeing everybody.
Right.
So
that's where you get your marching orders, Pat. I don't know why more don't do it.
Yeah.
And I know some do and do it well, but you can't possibly know how to serve Hoosiers if you're stuck in that state house. So I love being out on the road.
Yep. Yep. It's a beautiful building, but it's not a mausoleum. So yeah, some people go there to die. I know you're part of a multi-state lawsuit against the Biden administration. Why? How could that possibly be?
I got kind of about 50 reasons why.
Yeah,
they're executive orders.
Yeah, exactly right. But one of the things that you're going up against are some of these laws, executive orders, relative to the damage to female athletes.
Oh my gosh.
Because of what's happening here with transgenderism. And it doesn't even need to be transgender. I feel like a girl today.
Right.
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah. It's not the biology. It's not what God gave you. It's how you feel today.
Yep.
It's completely bizarre and wrong. And now you see Biden and the socialists complicit in all that through the Department of Education, through their executive orders, saying, you know what? Doesn't matter what your biology is. If you're a man and want to play on women's sports teams because you feel like it, you can. And it's really despicable, and I'm wondering where all the women's activists are.
Yeah. Here's one I loved. It was a school system down in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I feel like a girl. Okay. They go and change all the records. 2 months later, I feel like a boy.
Huh.
They went and changed all the records. The fourth time that
he, she, him, shim, it
changed it within the same school year, the principal called her in and said, okay, look, I'm going to change this one more time. You can't believe what this does to our system, what this does to our workers, what it does to try to track you. I'll change it one more time, but then that's it, okay? He lost his job. The principal lost his job. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be judgmental as to the condition of the, well, girl or boy, whatever. There's issues that have to be dealt with there.
Yep.
And, you know, we ought to have the compassion to do that,
mm-hmm.
not the callousness of relying on political correctness to say, oh, we'll just keep changing the system.
Yeah, yeah, but because
when that person could be crying out for some kind of help.
At the end of the day, when he comes in and says, I'm starting to identify as a girl, I need to identify as a girl, does anybody sit them down and go, okay, according to our law, you've got every right to do it. Why do you want to do it? Why is it you feel the need? Why are you not happy with being a boy? And then you'll probably find out the real reason that they're going through whatever they're going through.
Right. And I don't pretend to be a psychologist or anything else, but I just it's time to step back and do something good for a fellow human being, not let political correctness continue to destroy us and turn the other way. So
yeah, and destroy us, starting with, for example, in Connecticut, where you have two girls who were incredible athletes on the track and field,
yes,
were on their way to major college scholarships, are getting none of it now because these two boys became, and now they're winning all the state championships, and these girls, they're setting track records for females in their state and not getting recognized for it. Look, guys are going to run faster than girls. Yeah. Okay.
So what I'm glad for, Pat, is that I've met now a good cadre of other attorneys general. We're really on the front lines for a lot of these issues now. And even if we had the Republicans had majority or conservatives had majorities in Congress, what I learned from being there, and I praise Jim Banks and others of my friends who fight that fight every day like we do here at the state now. But at the end of the day, in Congress, you either press a yes, no, or present button. What I like about this position I'm in, and, you know, we're getting some criticism by detractors who say, well, Todd Rokita is bringing Washington to the State House. No. The socialists are bringing Washington to the State House.
Yeah.
But me and other attorneys general, we're fighting back against it for us.
Yeah.
And it's not just with yes or no buttons. It's with some legal guns and knives in our bags, right? We can fight back through civil investigative demands, through lawsuits and some other things to really fight back for the people of the state. And so I really, really enjoy that work for that aspect of it.
Well, let's talk about you and some other AGs from around the country.
And so, on the Biden regulations on men playing on women's teams, you know, we're filing lawsuits on that. We're trying to stop that.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I also know you're leading the charge among other 15 other states where you're trying to lead the charge for this Remain in Mexico policy, which Trump put up. It was going very, very well. It was extremely successful. And they just act like it's not even there. Mm-hmm. And now you're going, what does that fight look like?
Well, you know, we got a victory in that one. We got the court to recognize that a subsequent presidential administration just simply can't ignore valid statutes and policies that were in place by the prior one. And Trump, with many, many things, did a great job of saying, hey, you know what? You claim you're a refugee. You're claiming asylum. You claim you're not bringing drugs into this country. You claim the only reason you're trying to get across the border is because of this asylum need. Okay, we'll look into that. But as we're looking into that, you're going to stay on the other side of the border. You're not going to do it here,
right?
Where you're wandering around the country, maybe with your drugs,
right?
Maybe
not showing up for your court date,
and waiting, you know, not showing up for your court date in 2 years. Maybe taking the job from an American. We're going to do it in Mexico. That's or wherever the country is. That's the Remain in Mexico policy. It worked wonders. It stopped illegal immigration. It brought down traffic drugs across our border, which eventually end up in places like our beloved Indiana and make our problems even greater. So, you know, it was a victory for the attorneys general that I was a part of to get that stopped. And, you know, now is the real test, Pat. Do we have a country of laws and rules, you know, which makes us different than other countries, or is it some kind of kangaroo country?
Yeah.
And what is the Biden administration's move going to be now? And so we're waiting to see, and we'll act accordingly.
You know, President Trump was exactly accurate. Of course, the media didn't want to hear it. The Democrats didn't want to hear it. Back when he talked about the fact, one of the most horrible things about our border situation, sure, lost jobs, sure, Democratic voter rolls going up, sure, everybody coming in, but the drugs coming across the border. And Trump kept hitting the drugs. In the chair you're sitting right there, 2 weeks ago, I had a police captain and three mothers. One lost a son, one lost a daughter, and one has a son who's on the cusp of fighting himself all the way back from fentanyl, which is practically unheard of. But to just see the harm and the agony, I went to their event at the Allen County Courthouse, and to see parent after parent after parent just crying. Did I have to lose my child? Now, it's not going to stop every drug in the world from getting here. But we certainly aren't doing something that would be easy to stop a lot of it, and that seal up that stinking border down there.
Absolutely. And I'm not here to say that the border is the problem or the reason why that a lot of America, a lot of Indiana's on drugs. I mean, we really got to do some soul searching there and realize there's bigger issues at play, and they're crying out for help and support and maybe even confidence that they don't get from a nuclear family, let's say. And that's what we really have to focus on as people, not just as politicians, because if we wait for government to give us strong families, we'll never have it. But we can do some things to make it less difficult and to have an open border where it's not just illegal aliens, but it's drugs coming across that border in droves sent by cartels on the backs of these illegal aliens is really something we got to get control of. I am working right now as we speak with, again, others, Attorney General, to present a united front in that effort. I need more evidence of harm, Pat, of harm to Hoosiers and to the state. So I didn't know about this event. I'd love to learn more.
I'll get your office information on that.
And names and people that we can just start documenting some of the injury. Because you can't go to court for academic reasons. You got to go to court with a real harm and injury. And I need to be able to show that.
Yep.
That, yes, Indiana is harmed by this border being open. So any evidence I can come by with that is come with for that is good and it can be used.
And I'll send you our contact with Fort Wayne Police because this captain is amazing and he's been fighting this fight for like 12 years.
Okay.
So he's right there at the
forefront.
Does he
maintain it's gotten worse since?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Since the last 8 months.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Without question.
Okay.
He thinks it absolutely has. You were able to give some money back. To the people of Indiana around the time of the state fair. So you just reached into your pockets and just started throwing out dimes and quarters? Or what did you have going here?
Sort of like that. So unclaimed property, it's one of the fun things, not fun, shouldn't say it that way, but where it really puts a smile on people's face. We if you can believe it or not, there's bank accounts that people forget about.
Yep.
There's heirs that give things away, but no one knew. There's balances, positive balances are on credit cards. There's gift cards, all these kinds of things. Businesses and banks and credit card companies have the duty to send that to the Attorney General in the state of Indiana so that they can keep this property and try to get it back to its rightful owners. So we do that at the fair. We do that a number of ways. IndianaUnclaimed.gov. You type in your name and see what you got.
And I did that.
What'd you have
this year? I think I had almost $500.
Yeah, it's not.
And it was from insurance commissions that should have been paid to me, and then I had left those companies because I closed down that part of my life, and I'm just in this full time.
Yeah.
But there were commissions still coming to me, and they got stopped along the way. So
that's a perfect example.
I was able to take the lovely Mrs. Miller out to Ruth's Chris, and
absolutely, and your favorite Attorney General.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm a good third wheel. I'm a good one. Yeah.
Are you incredible, Pat? You're not going to eat all that, are you?
So go to IndianaUnclaimed.gov and take a look. One fellow at the fair, I think, got like $15,000. Was sitting there for him.
Really?
Yeah, so it could be some real money.
Okay, now look, you're worth more than I am. But if you had $15,000 hanging out there somewhere, wouldn't you kind of know something was missing?
I don't know. We don't ask questions except to prove that you are that you say you are, of course, when you come claim it. But hey, after 25 years, that property gets thrown into the state treasury, Pat. So we don't want that to happen.
They need
to
claim it.
Claim it, yep.
Yeah, IndianaUnclaimed.com.
.gov.
.gov. Yeah, okay. Yeah. IndianaUnclaimed.gov. Yeah, get in there. I did it, and it was a piece of cake. 3 weeks later, I had my money. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, it's very good to see you.
Good to see you again.
And we don't see each other very often. I mean, you and I are probably, and I don't mean this in a wrong way, we're probably the two, with an attorney general and a talk show host, the two best-looking guys in the state.
For radio.
That was the next line. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. So you'll be out at New Haven tonight.
Yep.
Now, are you going down 69 heading home tonight?
I am, yeah. Home is Brownsburg, Indiana these days, but of course I'm from Northwest Indiana originally. Yep. But yeah.
Okay, well, heading down 69, you know when you get to Upland, you get off, and you go to the left, and you go into Upland, and there's Ivanhoe's ice cream shop. Are you aware of Ivanhoe's?
I'm aware of it. You know why? Because I just did, me and my team did the Labor Day parade in Upland yesterday.
Okay, so you passed it.
We passed it and then went to it afterwards.
Oh, there you go.
So
best stuff around, man.
Yeah, I only get ice cream once a month now as a 51-year-old.
What are you, a communist? There you go. That's Todd Rokita, Attorney General for the state of Indiana. Thank you very much, sir.
See you next time.
Let me get buttoned up here and then I'll help you find your way out the door. I think you probably already know it. Todd Rokita with us.
Podcasts by Federated Media.